Welcome to our video in the Community Information Toolkit series. Today's video is on beginning web publishing. My name is Rich Wiggins, and I would like to introduce my partner in crime, Chuck Severance.
Well, Rich, we've got a lot to go over today, and viewers may think that this is a bit complicated when they first start out. But the more you learn, the easier it gets. So let's go ahead and get started, Rich.
Okay, Chuck. In today's video, we're going to go over the following topics. We're going to have an overview of what web publishing is all about, and the HTML or hypertext markup language. We'll talk about HTML authoring tools. We'll talk about working with digital images, the various formats that you have to work with, how to use scanners and digital cameras to prepare images for the web. We'll talk about image editing software, and we'll conclude today's video with a discussion of principles of good web design. To get going, let's talk for a minute about copyright. Most content on the World Wide Web is copyrighted. And contrary to popular perception, the copyright symbol is not required for something to be copyrighted. It is generally not acceptable to pick up a piece of text or an image from a website and repurpose it unless you have permission. And that's true even if your use is nonprofit. There can be civil and criminal penalties if you fail to adhere to these rules. So the bottom line is, get permission or don't do it. A good place to find out more about copyright is the U.S. Copyright Office, and their web address appears on your screen. Before we get going talking about basic HTML and images, I want to go over sort of the range of technology choices available to you as a new webmaster or web author. Now, we're going to stay pretty much in the low part of the screen here, the green part that we see, a basic web server with what we call static HTML pages. But you may want to get more advanced as you move along in web publishing. You may want to begin to move into this yellow area, get into using JavaScript, or tools like animated GIFs. And when we get up into the red zone, when we talk about fancier tools like Shockwave, Active Server Pages, and so forth, that may take a little more learning, and we'll address those issues in later videos. But for today, we're talking about fairly basic stuff that nonetheless can do very powerful things. So basic HTML is going to be your primary publishing medium. Keep in mind that HTML all by itself is a very rich presentation language. And combined with inline graphics, HTML offers you many ways to control how your content is going to appear on a page. HTML can be written on any platform, you can use a wide variety of authoring tools, and you can deliver HTML using any web server. So what constitutes a web document? The basic language for the web is the hypertext markup language. And HTML editing is really analogous to using any old word processor such as Microsoft Word, except we're designing for a web browser window, not for the printed page, and that's an important distinction. The codes and tags that you use to make up an HTML document are visible unless you use an authoring tool that's a little more sophisticated that hides them. So that's a little different than using a word processor. With HTML, the text that you're putting together and the tags that control the presentation of that text will reside in the same file. So here we see in light blue HTML tags. We begin with a less than sign, we close with a greater than sign, and then we have a tag. The title tag is going to simply define the title of our document. And what we will commonly see with HTML tags is we will close a particular item, such as a title, with a slash form. So when we say slash title, that closes our overall title of community information. We'll see that pattern throughout as we learn more about HTML. Now, a common approach for handling HTML is you will edit it using a simple editor such as WordPad, and you will use a browser to preview what you're up to, and you can go back and forth between an editor and a browser. And that way you can see what will be rendered on screen, what your users will see, as you do the editing. And here, just to look at a couple of sample tags, once again, we have a title tag, basic web sample, and that title is going to appear in all cases in all browsers up at the top in this little blue bar. We have another kind of a tag here, the H1 tag, that defines a header. And where we have a sample HTML document, that is rendered by the browser as we see here, a sample HTML document. Overall, our goal is going to be to prepare these HTML files and to place them on a web server somewhere. Now, a web server consists of hardware and software that is connected directly to the internet and waits to deliver your HTML documents to your customers out there. So the hypertext transfer protocol is the rules that will be used by your customers' web browsers to ask the server to deliver and to cause the delivery of HTML documents. The browser then has the job of displaying those documents on the user's screen. Some definitions. A web browser then is the software used by your users to surf the web in general and the site that you put up in particular. Now, Netscape Navigator and Microsoft Internet Explorer are the most popular, but there are other browsers, such as the Web TV browser or a browser called Opera. The web server, as we just said, is the hardware and software that delivers the web pages on demand. Now, a web page is a single HTML document as displayed on a web browser. One page may consist of more than one physical file on the server. Finally, we need to know what a URL is. URL stands for Uniform Resource Locator, and that's simply the address of a web server or a particular page on a web server. When we get into this game, we're going to deal with a few very common file types. The most basic website really only needs two file types, HTML for HTML documents, and those files will end in an extension of .html or .htm, and GIF for graphics interchange format. This is a very, very popular format that's useful for all sorts of general purposes, for photographs, logos, diagrams, charts, what have you. Now, on the web, customers and publishers encounter many, many other kinds of formats. There's JPEG, for instance, which is a popular image format well suited for photographs. And there are innumerable special formats. Well, what is your job overall as a web author? You're going to prepare HTML files, either by hand or using authoring tools. You're going to prepare image files, either scanned images or those that you've created with a drawing program. You're going to organize all of these files into some sort of a coherent overall site. You're going to place the files on the server, and then finally you're going to check to make sure that everything works. Most folks get started using manual HTML editing, and any old word processor will work just fine. A so-called flat file editor is perfectly fine for doing this application. Windows WordPad is a popular choice, or on the Macintosh, BBEdit is popular. Your general strategy will be to create and edit the files on your local hard disk. Review your progress going back and forth using the browser, and when you're satisfied, move the files to the server. So you really can start with sort of a blank slate using a text editor, and you're literally going to go in and type your HTML tags and your content all in by hand. When you're using Windows WordPad, you might simply keep one window open with WordPad and another window open with the browser, and then you can use Windows navigation tools to flip back and forth. Go down to the taskbar and simply click on whether you want to be in the browser or whether you want to be in the WordPad. So this gives you an overview of what's involved in the whole web publishing process. And next we're going to go into what's involved in HTML in a little more detail.
Now we're going to talk about basic HTML. Now ultimately you may use a tool such as FrontPage to produce your HTML, but it's good to know your way around HTML because sometimes you'll see the HTML produced by these tools and it might help to understand perhaps what's going wrong with one of your documents. So we'll start with the basic overall HTML document structure. Documents have two parts. The head is the front matter, things like the document title or the page information. The body shows the text of the page, which is the primary information that's displayed to the user. Here's some notes about HTML tags. Case does not matter. So title, regardless of whether it's upper or lowercase, are still title. Spacing in your source document doesn't matter. If you add extra spaces, they won't show up. If you can put as many carriage returns in as possible, the browser will actually rewrap the information. The browser looks at the tag to determine the ultimate layout on the screen, and this kind of can surprise you at times. One of the most common tags is a paragraph tag. This is shown by the less than P, greater than P. We have two paragraphs in this example, and we have a header level 2, and we'll talk about headers in a moment. The other thing you can see on this slide is that tags have are in pairs. There's an H2 tag and then the slash H2 tag. That indicates the beginning and end of the header level 2. In headings, we have several different levels of headings ranging from level 1 to level 6. So here we see H1 is the high school, and that's the largest and boldest font, all the way down to H6, which is a rather small but still bold font. The center is material. And you can add the center around other things, such as an H1 tag. So here we have a center of an H1 tag of Welcome to the Historical Society of Your Town, Michigan. Two other tags are the horizontal rule, indicated by HR, and the break, which is a hard carriage return. The HR draws a small horizontal line, and you can actually control the thickness of this line by adding to the HR tag, but a small horizontal line across the page, usually to separate sections of a page. The break allows you to stop the formatting, put a hard carriage return. In this example that's shown on the screen is an address, which is a perfect example of the use of the break tag because it doesn't add any extra space the way a paragraph tag would add an extra space. An important part of HTML are the hypertext links. The anchor tag is what's used to do this. All anchor tags have three basic parts. The first part is the beginning anchor tag, and it's a href, and that stands for hypertext reference, and then the location to go to when this text is pointed to or clicked on by the user, then the text that's appeared as the link, and then the slash a to indicate the end of the anchor tag. You use this to create links to other websites. So in this example, we have an ahref in the light blue, HTTP, yada, la, 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 and that's a URL, and then the words go to the Milford Community Network, and then the A. And then when this is rendered by the browser, you see the go to Milford Community Network is underlined and highlighted in a different color, and this indicates to the user that this is a clickable area. When the user clicks on this, their browser will be redirected to the URL that's in the href in this particular example. Other things you can do is set the background colors. For example, on the body tag, you can extend it by adding BG color. And in this example, we use 0000FF. That may look like a lot of gobbledygook, and in some sense it is. It turns out it's three numbers specifying the intensity of the red, the green, and the blue, respectively. So the first is the 0, in this example, 00 is the red. The second 00 is the Clue the Milford Community Network. And then